morning, you're watching FloridaLE.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surfaces 2020, and I'm in the I4F space with John Reitfeldt, the founder and CEO of I4F. John, how you doing?
I'm very well, and how are you, Kemp?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. So a couple things. I'd like to give a little background. I guess it's been about 6 years since you founded I4F, and in the world of intellectual properties, for many years there'd been two brands in the business that we all know really well, and you came in with an alternative locking system, and you had many years at Tarkett prior to doing this, and so you were able to kind of get your foothold in, and since then a lot has changed. We'll go through that. But first, you know, one of the things I've got to comment on is your branding. I mean, you have the banner out in front of Surfaces. So kudos to you for building yourself up like this.
Yeah, it's absolutely exciting. Of course, it has been a roller coaster. What we believed was we need to differentiate ourselves from the other two. And that was really to put technologies in the upfront and the branding. Which was very important because people choose for a brand and then the technologies underneath, not the other way around. And we try to be in everybody's face. So we are at the entrance. Everybody who comes in sees us.
Yeah, that's right. And so there's a lot of changes going on. You started, like I said, with a locking system, and now you've built these clusters. I think there's six of them. Take us through the clusters, if you would.
Yeah, I think the cluster is actually our next phase. Right, so because we became from a locking company, a more expanded company with other technologies, makes it also more interesting for others to do business with us because we are always active, finding right technologies in the market, and they go from locking as a cluster, but also material composition, surface finishing, digital printing, of course, manufacturing processes. So we really have tried to build a model where we can then put in different technologies of our partners, yeah, because we need to be careful that we don't overlap. We want to give everybody a position within our platform, if you can call it like that. And then we're building really a very broad portfolio of technologies. And the interesting thing of that is, and we have a couple of examples on the booth, on the show right now, is that we think we can help the manufacturers, but also retail, to develop new segments, or in some occasions to add more value to the present product. And that makes a very good partnership with our customers, because at the end of the day, if they make themselves more sales and more money, it's easier for them to share some money with us for our technologies.
Yeah, you know, one thing that deserves mention is for a while, just a year or so ago, we read a lot in FloridaLE on the news about a lot of lawsuits arguing over who was infringing on whom, and the three companies, I4F, Villinge, and Unilin, had decided to just kind of create a truce, and it's going to be better for the customer, isn't it?
Yeah, this is absolutely better for the customer because it was clear when we started and we started to gain market share that our two competitors were trying to do everything to make it very difficult for us, which is to a certain extent, you know, understandable. But yeah, we went it through. We stood strong. We had a very strong backbone. We had good outcomes of several court cases. But at the end of the day, to spend the rest of your life in fighting and often goes over the heads of manufacturers or retail because this is where the legal battles are, is not a valuable model. So we thought it would be better to develop a model where everybody can live next to each other, that the focus will be back on innovation and selling more, beat some pieces in the market, and I think that has been received extremely well by the market.
So that you can focus now on new technologies because, you know, this rigid core technology and the core construction and the different layers and the digital surface printing and the gloss or non-gloss and whether or not you can run this up the wall and whether or not you can take material weight out and have a more rigid product, all this are patents that you have and are able to license to people to use, right?
Yeah, that's right. The scope of the agreement is new materials. as we call it. So everything with PVC and polypropylene and polyurethane and magnesium oxide and whatnot. And then within that, indeed, the compositions of the materials and sometimes the finishing. And so it's very broad. And that allows, you know, a broader group of technologies. Having said that, we will focus on our own technology, because at the end we cannot copy. It's not that I can market or license or sell somebody else's technology, right? So that needs to be clear. Even though we have signed a peace, we are still competitors, yeah. and all three of us want 100% of the market. And let's see who wins that.
Yeah. Okay. So you obviously are pulling way out front from brand awareness, because you're making some investments there. But so let's talk about it. I think one of the things that we just ran a release on this week is around digital printing. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, digital printing is definitely one of our focus areas. We have spent, because also last year at the show, we made actually the first start. So we really took it a step further. We have really kind of peeled the onion. What is there? What different technologies are there? And now we are talking with also some machine builders, and even I just spoke with an ink supplier. And because you cannot, you know, it doesn't stand on its own. You need different parties to get the right result. But yes, we are a technology company, so we help people to find their way through the jungle. Because it's a new area, it's a new landscape, right? So, and this is what we need to clarify for people, what we have done in the past for locking. We also will do that for digital printing and basically take them on the hand. We also have very strong partners in like Klassen and Kronospan, because the matter is that there are no or not a lot manufacturers who really produce big quantities. There are actually only two, in my opinion, with this Klassen and Kronospan. So they have experience. They have paid that price because it's difficult to start up digital printing. Because it's still low quantities and you know, very difficult to apply. So with all those components, the technical support, the IP, and we have expanded. You saw our news release. We also try to attract partners who have a part of the digital printing, in this case embossing, in a certain way, to complete the portfolio and then help them, you know, even to acquire the machinery and the technical implementation.
Yeah. A quick point on that. Digital printing is one way of just putting an image down on a flat surface. But with what's going on now, you talk about embossing, you can actually build wood grain or texture or ridges. And instead of using a press and a plate, you can actually lay down the different heights using ink, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of discussion about that, because indeed the embossing is created right now by a plate, just pressing it in. There are a lot of developments, one of which was this announcement we did where you build the embossing positively or negatively with the ink, right? So just building up the level of the ink. We will see where people choose for, because at the end of the day, when volumes become big, productivity needs also to be there. There need to be high volume through the process. And that will improve, but you can create, you have seen that probably with the ink, amazing images. And you can hardly see, or you cannot see the difference, for example, with a real stone tile or with a PVC panel.
No? So John, the reason intellectual property is so important is because innovation is what makes products perform better and makes them worth more, and so it gets us from racing down this price spiral, because if you continue to add new developments to your product, so that's what you bring to the business, right?
Right. I think we all have a task as flooring manufacturers, as flooring technology, is to keep creating value in the category. I have some background in flooring with the previous the big flooring manufacturer, but I always wanted to be at the shows. I always wanted to, you know, create value, to create interest, and to create new products. Because if you stay, it's a marketing fact. If you stay with the same product for a long period of time, prices are always declining. That is just a fact of life. So you need to keep creating. And if you have seen, and you were in Germany as well, in Hanover, but if you have seen what happened in the last couple of years in terms of development of new products is unbelievable. And so I'm really excited what will happen going forward. And it's also good because everybody can distinct themselves with their technologies and sales become more interested. You know, it's really everybody can sell over price, right? I had a boss in the past when my children were still small. He said, my child of 6 years old can sell products. But to sell products for, you know, good profitability and innovation and in the right customer mix and product mix, that requires professionals.
All right, John, it's great to catch up with you, and thanks for sharing what's going on with I4F to our audience. Again, been talking to John Reitfeldt, the founder and CEO of I4F, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaLE.net.